life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Main Street spotlight. I am so loving this because I'm getting to know so many people that I don't normally see. My hours are so funky. I don't think that Chef Hunter Bradshaw is up at 3:15 in the morning. No?
That's confirmed. That's a negative.
Another Main Street Spotlight. Chef Hunter Bradshaw is here with Lucy's Deli. Welcome to the WGHN airwaves. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Mary. Thanks for having me.
A little closer to that microphone if you can. There you go. There you go.
There you
okay. Let's talk about Lucy's Deli because you've done some amazing things.
Yeah, we've been really trying to, you know, transition from the deli to a full-on restaurant, and that's taken time. You know, we got going in the summer, and, you know, we hit the ground running considering we opened in July, so there were a lot of moving parts, and, you know, and here we are now, just fully transitioning to the restaurant, you know, inside and outside.
I love this, and I love your menu, too. Let's talk a little bit about how palates have changed.
Yeah, I mean, they really
have. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
And so you have to change with that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, going from 35, 40 sandwiches on Lucy's Deli to kind of creating a menu for Grand Haven and for, you know, the winter. We have a lot of heavier dishes on right now, but a lot of home favorites, you know, like a chicken pot pie. We have a chili verde and everything's homemade from scratch. So, you know, we're just really hoping the community enjoys it, you know, along with the environment we've set up to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lucy's Backyard has been, you know, it's been a huge success for you guys. Jack Lever playing there at least once a week, all kinds of great artists. How, I mean, that's just been, what an idea to do that. And like you say, it'll be a year this summer. You know, what have you learned from starting something like that, from having a backyard with live music and all of that? What have you guys learned?
Oh, my God. I mean, we've learned that it takes an army.
I believe it.
And it's truly a family business in that aspect. You know, we have a meeting every Tuesday with the whole family and myself and Ashley, the manager of the restaurant. And we kind of go over, you know, the weekly plan, the monthly plan. And we try to have events for, you know, the community every day. You know, whether it's Jazz Wednesdays, live music Friday, Saturday, and then Jazz Sundays, you know, again coming back. And then transitioning to the summertime of having that, you know, audience in the backyard for the live music. We have three sets a day, you know, five times a week.
Wow.
So it's a lot of coordination. You know, the Bachheims, the owners of the restaurant, you know, Joey, the son, he books the music. Sarah was the interior designer.
Okay.
Angela, you know, is in charge of the books and, you know, everything else that goes in behind it. And
yeah.
Karen Bachheim, the owner, she's on the ball, helps him with the menu. She's, you know, the one who created the sandwiches. And yeah. Joe is the handyman. He's there fixing things and, you know, really setting the tempo. So it truly is a full effort.
It's a reality show here.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. You and I get each other. My wheels are spinning like, oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm thinking of that show. Yes, Chef. I can't think of the show now. Help me out with the show.
Oh, there's a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Chef's Table.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you watch, in order, you know, we're talking with Chef Hunter Bradshaw from Lucy's Deli and Lucy's Backyard. Do you watch a lot of cooking shows to get ideas and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How long have you been a chef?
I've been in the industry. This is my first time being an executive chef, but I've been in the industry for probably close to 18 years. Front of house, back of house. So I really have a good idea of, you know, how it's supposed to run.
Right.
And I'm trying to kind of implement, you know, things at Lucy's that I've used from growing up in Los Angeles in restaurants to Naples, Florida, Denver, Colorado. So I've gotten a taste of a lot of, you know, the stuff out there.
Yeah, so I would imagine the Midwest palate is a lot different than the West Coast palate, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, come on.
It's, you know, a little heartier out here, which is a good thing, you know?
It is, isn't it? It is. I love it. How important is the Downtown Development Authority in Grand Haven, Main Street to a business like Lucy's?
Oh, it's huge, you know, and we're trying to, you know, be that place for everybody in town, somewhere to go during the summer. And, you know, being a block off Main Street, it's kind of nice. We can kind of cater more to the locals. It's more of a, you know, hidden spot for now. You know, the summertime is great. It gets filled up, but it's nice to cater to the locals.
I love that. And You're going to be participating in Girls on the Grand, and I've got a packet here for Girls on the Grand. I'm telling you, that Shandy Poppy, she has dotted every I and crossed every T.
She really has.
This is, what are you guys going to be doing for Girls on the Grand?
I mean, the question's what not we're going to be doing. it's crazy. It's music, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of course. And we have paint and sips. We have, you know, jewelry dispensers coming out. We have menu specials, drink specials. And then it's not just us. You know, the whole community is involved, which is really cool to see other restaurants come together, put on, you know, cocktail specials, dinner specials, throw parties, you know, all the stores coming together with discounts. So we really hope to have a good time.
I love this. And it sounds just like, you know, that everybody is in this together. You may work for Lucy's and you're the, you know, in an executive chef role, but you want every other business, other restaurants to do well too, because you're all in this together.
Absolutely.
I mean, really are.
There's a handful of us left in Grand Haven, you know, maybe 10 or 11.
Right.
And, we really got to look after each other, you know, and support each other. That's the most important thing that I've really learned since moving to Grand Haven, you know. Everybody kind of compliments, sends other people your way. We're looking for a different vibe or a different
scene. Noticed that, too. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, people have no problem doing that. What do you love about working at Lucy's and being a chef? What do you love about your job the most?
For me, I was in finance for a couple years, and I realized that wasn't for me. And, you know, I fell into love with food. I've loved it my whole life, but it's kind of that feeling when you see, you know, a two-top or a four-top, dig in, take that first bite, you know, of whatever it is, and that smile or that kind of like, you know, boogie in your chair, like, wow, that's good. That does it for me. That makes it all worth it. Yeah.
That's the payoff.
It really is. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I love it. I can't wait to see some of the shows this summer at Lucy's Backyard. It's going to be great. You guys are going to be so busy with Girls on the Grand. Chef Hunter Bradshaw, thanks so much for being here in the WGHN studios. And look at our view, huh?
It's probably the best office.
You see
in
the
town.
Bigfoot out there, right? We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
There's cutout of Bigfoot at Dewey Hill. And if you just catch it out of the corner of your eye, you forget that it's there and you go, whoa, what was that? Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.